boss ladies. I wanted to talk to you quickly about three of the lessons that I've learned so far about taking chances. I'm talking about like taking chances in life, going after your dreams, going after your goals, you know, making a career change or starting a business or whatever it is, you know, embarking on a relationship with someone when you've really been hurt and you don't really know that you believe in this, you know, fairy tale that we've all been fed about forever. For me, and I mean, I'm learning this every single day, and I've got my own issues, girl. I've got my own mean-ass bitch voice in my head that I need to silence, and I've got my own fears that I need to overcome. But there's three things that I've learned, especially in this last 2 years, really, that I've been investing a lot more time in working with female leaders, women entrepreneurs, you know, young women starting out in business, starting out at work, mentoring, coaching, writing, all of that. And just also how I've seen, you know, the social media landscape change and where we've now got what we call influencers, you know, and how everyone is creating content. And I've spoken about this before around our ridiculous fear about what other people might think. And I just wanted to share with you my three lessons that I have learned so far about taking chances, okay? The first one that I have learned, and I continue to preach this because I've learned it over and over and over again in my life. The first lesson is that your fear is a liar, okay? Your fear is what keeps you playing small. Your fear is a convenient excuse to keep you inside of your comfort zone and not living your life in full HD. So you need to really get your fear under control and understand that it is honestly your mind feeding you bullshit, okay? The second lesson that I have learned is that opportunity dances with those already on the dance floor. I'm sure you've seen that quote somewhere. It's been all over social media for months. And it really is very, very true. If you don't put yourself out there, if you're not out there on the dance floor already, in some small way, you've got even less of a chance of encountering any opportunity. Nothing and no one is going to come crashing through your front door or crashing through your ceiling and saying, "Hey girl, I'm here for you. Let's go change the world," right? It actually takes some work and you actually need to get out there. Whether it is taking coffee meetings with people who reach out to you on LinkedIn or, you know, on Instagram or whatever. You know, we don't always know what's going to come from these meetings. Sometimes we just meet a cool person. Sometimes we meet them and we're like, okay, well, you know, there's no alignment here between what we're about and the work that we want to do. And sometimes it leads to some really cool projects. I mean, I'm working on something now with someone who is making major waves here in South Africa and globally, actually. And, you know, we started working together almost by accident, I would want to say, but I know that nothing happens by accident. So I was aware of him because I follow him on social. He was aware of me because of some of the events that I've done and some articles that I've written and, you know, maybe just a little bit of a tiny little smidgen of hype about me somewhere that he noticed. Oh, wow, this girl's name is popping up like all the time. And he reached out to me and said, "Listen, I'd like to go have coffee." And we went and we met for coffee like on a Friday morning at like 11. And we had such a cool chat. And I mean, it was weird. Like, it's like a weird first date, like a weird blind date, right? Because you don't really know what you're going for. It's not an interview. It's not to talk about a business opportunity. It's literally to network. It's to say, "Hey, I'd like to meet you face to face. It looks like you kind of do cool stuff. You know, let's talk." And it was more about, what are you about? What am I about? And it wasn't about, how can we work together one day? How can we help each other? Oh my God, let's be friends. It was none of that. It was just kind of, let's just see. And, you know, we were very fortunate that we actually did hit it off. And I've helped him with some HRE stuff. He's helped me with some marketing stuff. And we're actually busy building a really cool relationship. So you never know what's going to happen by just saying yes, by just putting yourself out there and being on the dance floor. All kinds of opportunities come your way. And I would have never gotten to meet him. I would have never gotten to work on the project that we're working on right now if I weren't A, out there in the first place, and B, I didn't agree to go and meet a stranger for coffee on a Friday morning, okay? The third thing that I've learned, and that this again speaks to our ego and our fear of, you know, what are other people going to say and what the haters are going to say. The third lesson that I have learned is that you will never, ever, ever be criticized or ridiculed by someone who is doing more than you. All of us have got people that we look up to in every single industry, okay? Whether it is Oprah or Ellen, or it is Christina Aguilera, or it is Salma Blair for the amazing work that she's doing right now around creating awareness with MS. Whether it is a writer, a coach, a keynote speaker, an Instagram influencer, it doesn't matter who it is. We've all got people that we look up to. And I promise you, those people that we look up to, one of the reasons why we are looking up to them is because they're doing more than we're currently doing. They are at the next level where most of the time we would like to get to, right? And none of those people, I promise you, and I've been very fortunate to meet a few influential people in my time. None of those people will criticize you for hustling hard and for trying your best. And they also will not criticize you if you don't reach your goals and if, you know, you fail. I hate that word fail because it's just so negative. But if you don't actually get what it is that you set out to get, people who are doing more than you and who are actively out there changing the world will always support you and encourage you. It is the people who are doing less than you or don't have the guts to stand up and put their hand up and do something. And not everyone wants to be in the public eye. Not everyone wants to change the world. But if you're doing something to lead where you're planted, to really become the best that you can at whatever your craft is, at whatever your job is, to become like the Picasso or the Madonna of what it is that you do, if you're that person and you're working hard to be the best that you can be, if, you know, you weigh over 300 pounds right now and you're working hard to try and get the weight off and to get fitter and healthier, I promise you, nobody who is doing more than you will criticize you. You will find that they will help you. And in terms of leveling up, and I've spoken about this before, in terms of leveling up, we need to surround ourselves with people who are doing more than we are, you know, who are at that next level where we want to be. And don't worry about the haters and the ones who aren't doing anything and are happy to just plod along and live a mediocre life and be mediocre at whatever it is that they have chosen as a career in their life. You don't need to be that person. So the three lessons very quickly again. Your fear is a liar. You will never ever be criticized by someone who's doing more than you. And opportunity dances with those already on the dance floor. So tell that fear to shut up. Get your ass on that dance floor and get to working, baby. I'll chat to you again.